Looks like 7 after the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and I are here to do battle. I don't think doing battle is probably the right way of us referring to our relationship.
Yeah,
it's Monday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Monday we can review our accomplishments, your accomplishments and my accomplishments from the weekend, including spending Friday and Saturday. I didn't spend Saturday, actually.
Nah, just
on the road on Saturday. Friday at the Talkers Convention in New York City. It's quite an interesting affair and event. Always nice to get together with some of our friends and some of the people we're not so friendly with. As it's a very small world, very small business, and we, for the most part, learn something from one another. It's like every other convention that I've ever been to, there isn't really often a lot of meat in the substance of
right.
What you're supposed to be learning isn't really the substance of what you accomplish. What you accomplish is meeting your friends and seeing...
Get some FaceTime with some people. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was all about. So that happened and was good. And in the meantime, a lot of things have, as usual, gone the water under the bridge, as it were. I thought it was pretty interesting, although, as you know, it's not a political program. The game of politics is filled with such strange people and some strange realities, and how the world of radio that we're in sort of fits in, not only the coverage, let's say, of the Wiener thing, but I've noticed over the weekend, Richie, that a lot of there have been radio ads in New York City urging Congressman Wiener to resign.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And then there's a woman who has a website in New Jersey named Diane Gooch, who calls the congressman a liar, a cheater, and a disgrace. Really? That,
insert name of congressman here.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Anyway, she's spending about $50,000 also to chase this guy around. Anyway, it really is a very interesting reality to see what kind of people get into politics and what sort of things come out. In my own community of Framingham in Massachusetts, we have this political stir now because certain members of the Board of Selectmen and other town fathers apparently made what, again, appears to be a sweetheart deal with neighboring communities. And I'm not sure to what end, but we have the major source of water in the region. And other towns have been hooking onto our system to get their water, but they haven't been paying for it. The taxpayers in the town of Framingham have been paying for the water, but the three or four towns around that have been the beneficiaries of our largesse, shall we say, haven't paid.
You mean now Framingham has the source or the distribution?
Distribution.
Okay.
So, but it comes, if it's a distribution, that means it has to be, it's paid for when you go back to the main source of the water, which is another government agency that's a billion-dollar fiasco. And one of the reasons is because they have all of these little truncated deals all over the place. And it's just a mess. And so you see, but who knows why the powers that be have been trying to cover this up for years when, in fact, it was so disadvantageous to, is there a word? That's a word, right? Disadvantageous?
It is right now.
It is. We just made one.
I understand what you mean, so.
Yeah. To the town to have this going on. So how much of this stuff goes on everywhere? And is it just because there are these deals that gets made? Or are they just people like Wiener who don't have a clue? They're really not good at their job. They're good at promoting themselves. And speaking to that, how many people realize that Sarah Palin is making $100,000 a speech? She made $250,000 an episode for that television show. How many was that on for a year? How many episodes of that thing did they do?
You know, I'm not sure. At least 10 or 12, something like that.
Yeah, okay. So it was a couple, $3 million.
Yeah, I think
more.
It was for a few months.
Yeah. And then there is $7 million she got for the book. She made $12 million bucks last year. It's not a bad gig. You think she's going to run for the presidency with this kind of dough at stake?
No. She'd be crazy.
So, of course, she would. And she wouldn't be good anyway at it. Because the problems that are arising, I happen to be this morning in Victoria, British Columbia, which is one of the most beautiful places I've seen. It's on the southernmost western coast. It's an island. Vancouver is, and Victoria is the capital of it, just about a stone's throw from Seattle, if you want to get a fix on where it is. And I was reading an editorial in the local newspaper here about the Canadian government and approaches to taxes. So listen to this and see how this reflects on your feelings about our own circumstances. We think that Canada is a brother or sister to us, and I think that's legitimate. because many of the things, if you turn the television on here, for example, half the channels are Canadian, half of them are American. But the issues are the same pretty much wherever you go, I think, in our world. So anyway, this is a summation, hopefully, of this particular viewpoint on taxes. The editorial is entitled, Rising Taxes Getting Tiresome. When it comes to paying taxes, Canadians have a tendency to grumble and then accept whatever level of taxation is thrust upon them.
Right.
All right? So far, we can put a check next to that for Americans, too, right? Check. From a local perspective, the trend of ever-rising property taxes has been gaining speed for a decade. And we can put a check beside that, because that's what's going on in America as well, right?
Check.
With the economy sluggish in many sectors, absorbing tax increases at the rates higher than they were last year, and in effect has the net rate of being higher than the GDP, is more money out of pocket for homeowners. Check. Same thing in America, right?
Check.
Municipalities don't seem to be talking about how to cut expenses. Check. Here's, in this particular area, they have things that are hung up on garbage pickup and public works, and this fellow says that this system is not sustainable. Check. It isn't sustainable. Our system in America, which supposedly the same services are offered for the most part. So the fellow who wrote the editorial says, if we're serious about keeping taxes in check, our local politicians need to look harder for more efficiencies. Duh. Sharing and streamlining duplicated resources between jurisdictions. For example, they look at the police, and they look at the fire, and they look at all these public services, garbage pickup, and we do. We have all these municipalities. Think about it. This is our challenge, 800-510-8255. Well, my challenge to you, and you can think about it in terms of what there is that you have going on in your area that could be shared with another community. Why do we have local police force that is only good for the what's going on in our community to the boundary of our community, and then it stops? Why can't we help the next town over? I can think of any number of towns that we in our community could help, and vice versa. So why do we have to have a separate fire force? You know how I am on this, Richie. I go bananas when I think about
how
much money
we waste.
Yeah,
you just think everybody's house should burn down and then give them a big check.
No, I don't think everybody's house should burn down.
Cheaper.
What an asinine way for you to approach money.
Okay.
You always do that. You underscore.
Correct me then.
Yeah, the system would be very simple. And even if you didn't adopt my system, if you look at why we have all these fire engines, look at the mileage of a fire engine after, let's say, 10 years or even 10, 12, 15 years, and compare that to what the average usage is for a truck that costs as much as a fire engine does, and you can see how ridiculous this all is. Plus, having all these people sitting around and not doing much, it's ludicrous. So I have suggested before, for those of you who haven't heard my idea on fire.
I love this one.
I know you do, Rich.
Yeah.
You want to play the disclaimer like you do
before? Let me go find it. Hold on. You go ahead and give it, and then I'll play it
after the
fact.
Where we all came from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, sure.
Okay. So my idea here is to, instead of have all these firefighters in the town of Framingham, for example, I keep making reference to Framingham, but it's the situation I know the best. I think we have 114 firefighters, something like that. And most of them have separate jobs. They're on their duty roster, I think, lasts 24 hours, some of them 48 hours. And last year, I think the budget for the fire department was $7.4 million. Okay, so how many houses did we lose in Framingham, or how much damage was done because of fire in Framingham last year? There was one house that partially burned down. There were some grass fires. You know, things that may have, let's, for the benefit of the doubt, make it easy. The amount of damage done was $1 million, okay? So we spent $7 million to save something that was worth $1 million. Why not put a insurance package or pool together, put twice as much as was the last year, $1 million, so you put a pool together for $2 million for the next year. Have a volunteer fire staff, and what happens if your house burns down is that from that pool, whatever the damage was, you get paid. Insurance companies will love it because, for the most part, they won't have to pay out. And it'll be better all the way around because we won't have a $7 million bill. We'll have a $2 million bill.
Okay, but riddle me this.
Yes, riddle.
The fire department does much more than put out burning houses.
What does it do that's absolutely necessary? We couldn't live without. Get a cat out of a tree?
Let's say you get slammed in the middle of an intersection by a truck.
Right. Yeah, you have a private
EMT there.
You have a private EMT service do that. Next question.
Private EMT service isn't going to cut you out of the car if they need the jaws of
life.
Sure
is. That's what they do. Of course they do. The EMT people are. Doesn't make any difference whether they're.
So you're talking about more than an ambulance. Have a rescue squad and an ambulance show up.
Why
privatized?
Why are the police
all
trained the same as the fire department?
Who pays for that?
Well, look at last week. We were talking about how much you get a $300 bill now from some jurisdictions for having a traffic accident. The police are charging you for that.
And for years,
you can't have it both ways.
Many jurisdictions, you get a bill for the ambulance ride.
Yeah.
And service.
Yeah. I remember that time I had to go in the ambulance. The bill for the ambulance from my house to the hospital was $1,300.
Yeah.
It's 4 miles from my house to the to the hospital. All right, let's figure out the economics of that, please. I think I'll go into that business. Okay, anyway, 800-510-8255. Just for the heck of it, what services do you think you could do without, or what sort of things are you paying for that you're getting tired of? Just a couple of examples would be cool. 800-510-8255, 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-card discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Amdro Antlock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antlock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antlock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antlock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
800-510-TALK, 21 after, and good day.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633 On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
One of the women that Congressman Wiener was sexting turns out to be a porn star. Did you know that? Yeah, he was sexting a porn star, yeah. When asked how it was possible to get involved with someone in such a sleazy business, the porn star said, I don't know.
I'm Stephen Joe. Yeah, baby.
800-510-8255. Good day time is 24 after the hour. The politics of constricted or restricted government, in a sense. 800-510-TALK, the kinds of things that people... You can follow us, by the way, the questions and answers on Facebook, although Jennifer is not here. She's pretty good at babysitting, although, Richie, you can handle that as well.
Sure.
You have your own Facebook that you watch during the course of the program.
Yeah, and I watch the show one, too.
Up there. Yeah, Jennifer, where'd she go, to Hawaii? Didn't she go to
She's
Hawaii?
She's at a wedding in Hawaii,
Wedding
yes.
in Hawaii, yeah, yes. for a couple of days. So that she spent a lot of time in Hawaii the last
She sure has this past year, hasn't she?
Nothing wrong with that.
Tough life.
Yeah. Anyway, we're talking, just joining us about the whole, the attitude toward government and people in government and the tax structure, and I've asked for you to come up with some ideas on what you think in your area you could do without, and I mean comfortably do without, not something that we just do without for a little while, but what do you see in your everyday travels? What do you see in your everyday experience? What do you see in the things that you pursue that you think are foolish or wastes of money? And how do you get those things before the fathers of your community, the town fathers, the city fathers, as they say, and have a fix on how do you protect yourself from the vagaries of government, the overreach? Here's an idea from Janella, who is focused on those things that are done to protect us from natural disasters. I'm not sure you can be protected from, but after an earthquake, let's say, or a tsunami, or a tornado, or a hurricane, or something in Arizona, those fires. You seen the pictures of those fires in Arizona and how far away you can see them? My God.
They think that they finally are going to be able to get control of it today, hopefully.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So is there something there, is the question. And Janella thinks that we have to be able to guarantee peace of mind. And if that's the case, then is this something that we, in terms of covering or making sure we're covered, this is something that's worthwhile? And I guess that what I'm wondering out loud here is why we have a local bureau, oftentimes the civil defense people, the state bureau that does the same thing, and the federal bureau that does the same thing. If you look across the board, and some of the Tea Party people are talking about this, the duopoly. I don't even think we think about this. We have...
What's more than a duopoly? What's a triopoly?
Right. You have a state, you have the federal Department of Education, you have the state boards of education, you have the local school board. Why do we need all three of those? Right? Isn't that, I mean, that's the question that basically this lady's asking. What do you need all three of those for? And the same can be said for, what other areas? Health.
Well,
the health department.
Sure.
Every town has a health department, State Department of Health, like we have in Massachusetts, Department of Public Health, And then we have the Health and Human Services.
But would you want the feds running your local education system?
No, I don't want the feds involved in any of them. I'm saying the federal areas where you get rid of all this.
Sure.
You get rid
on the educational level, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need anything. Well, how many more of these are there? And so this is just an exercise.
What their concern is, though, is that all of a sudden Alabama and New York have a vast difference in the educational capabilities and results, which is why they put it on a federal level, so that we can
and
make
so
sure
you
that
don't think they don't
everybody's
now?
Just as dumb as the dumbest state.
Yeah,
we don't
that's, yeah, right. That's, yeah. I think what you'd find is that that wouldn't. I don't think it's made any difference. Certainly, with all the money we've thrown at this thing, No Child Left Behind, the children are left behind. Who's kidding whom?
I don't think it keeps up anybody. I think it keeps back somebody, though.
Right. Yeah. Maybe you're right about that. By the way, I said I was in Vancouver, in Victoria, British Columbia. There's a local hockey team here that has been involved in a fracas with the Bruins. Apparently, the last game is it tonight or tomorrow night? The Canucks, they're very excited about the Canucks here, listening to the Canadians do their hoo-ha.
You're in hockey land.
Right, yeah, I am in hockey land. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
It's estimated that 40% of small to medium-sized businesses pay an average of $845 in payroll tax penalties each year. Michael Alter, president and CEO of Sure Payroll, says small business owners can take steps to avoid these penalties.
Payroll taxes have a lot of different deadlines that create confusion. And if you don't have a system to track them, it's even more challenging. Social Security and Medicare taxes are filed quarterly. Paperwork for federal unemployment taxes is due annually. Then there's the state municipalities that have tax deadlines that you have to stay on top of as well. Small business owners can keep up with the deadlines by looking up every payroll taxing authority's dates and marking every single one on your calendar. Or to increase efficiency and convenience, hire a service to handle payroll taxes on your behalf. At Sure Payroll, we manage our clients' paperwork and payments for all federal, state, and local payroll taxes. And if they have questions, we have payroll experts available to help by phone.
For more information, visit surepayroll.com. I'm John Dridden.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo home mortgage consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Time is 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffen and Rich McFadden here on Monday morning. The gentleman who is that preacher from Oakland, I say gentleman, I use the term loosely.
Very loosely, yeah.
The recent doomsday predictor, Harold Camping, is in the news from this past weekend. Why is that? That's our 2020 news quiz question, 800-510-8255. If you think you know what's the bottom line here in this story, help yourself. 800-510-8255. Why is Harold Camping, the Oakland preacher who predicted, what was it? Was it October? No, it wasn't October. It was April 21st, wasn't it? It was supposed to be the end of the world.
May 21st.
All right. Been put off to December 21st, though, now, I think.
October.
Well, whenever is. Oh, it's October?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's convenient. Help yourself. Pick a time. So what's going on with him and why is he in the news this weekend? You know the answer. First one in with the right answer and hasn't won before in the news quiz gets a swell Doug Steffen prize. 800-510-8255. That's a fair question, is it not? Under the circumstances.
Yeah, it's
a good question. I like
easy enough. Look it up. Give us a call.
Right. Yeah, why not? 800-510-8255. All right, so what else has happened this past weekend? The stuff in the Middle East. Do you know where all the action is? Do you actually know where the fights are? Syria this weekend?
I can't keep track.
Everything is all being blown up. There are problems. We know the problems in Afghanistan. And I looked at a map this weekend. For some reason or another, when I was on the plane, I look at the map of where, and I do this all the time. I don't know why this was so special this weekend, but I look at the map, the back of the plane, you know, has the map of where they service. I was looking at how close, do you realize how close Afghanistan is to Iraq? Most people think of Afghanistan. When you think of Afghanistan, you think of Pakistan, and Pakistan's next to India, and India's next to China. So you think it's long ways away.
Yeah.
It's not. There's only one jump between Iraq and Afghanistan. And yet the conditions on the ground in Afghanistan are so dramatically different than they are for the soldiers that were on duty in Iraq. It was pretty much all, you know, it's just a big desert. Well, it's not the case with Afghanistan at all in these areas. And you got to get through Afghanistan before you go to Pakistan. It just, when I look at some of these things and try to figure out where all the stuff is going on, there was more upset in Egypt over the weekend. I bet you that Mubarak will spend the rest of his life in jail. What do you bet?
I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these guys are going down. The thing that scares me is what fills the void.
Hmm. How many people have seen the pictures that were released over the weekend of Gabrielle Giffords?
I did.
Yeah.
It's on our website.
Can you, is it on at DougStephan.com?
It is. Yeah, if you go to DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com, yeah, we have a picture of her.
So what do you think?
She looks good.
Yeah.
Considering what she's gone through, but she looks very different. You would not recognize that it is her.
Yeah. That's what I thought when I looked at it. Not only the hair, but you can see the
obviously they had to shave her head. So she's got, she's got very short hair.
Yeah.
She's wearing glasses, and she's thinner.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think she, given what she's gone through, I think she looks great.
Yeah. But isn't it, it's really, you think about all of the whys and the wherefores. Again, another crazy thing for us to contend with in terms of what the world is all about. What is this crazy stuff that's going on, and why do we have all this crazy stuff going on? And really, it's very distressing, actually, I think. Was it Thursday when I was at the United Nations? I don't know how many of you caught my faux pas. There were two.
Which
parts
one?
Of the conversation. Well, there were two, actually. One of them had to do with my discussing with a Palestinian. I don't know if it was a faux pas. A couple of people pulled me aside and said, why were you so aggressive when you talked to this guy who was the Palestinian? And if you didn't hear the conversation, my focus was on how he justified the need for a Palestinian state. And he looked at me rather strangely. White guy, who was obviously European Palestinian, but he was quite taken back by my question. And the only, why are you chuckling?
Because I love how you dig yourself into these holes sometimes.
Well,
it's fun.
Well, under the circumstances, I had just read, I think last week, that the Palestinian, the reason for being or the justification really isn't there. Because there was no country, there's no group, it's not like Germany, right? There are Germans. The Palestinians, where did they come from? There's no Palestine, there wasn't a Palestine before. And there were, the essence of how these people have justified their existence seems to me worthy of at least a question. Why, if you're secure in your answer, then, okay, here's how Palestine came into being, and this is why Palestine, it's important for the Palestinians to have a homeland, yada, 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 yada. But I didn't get that from that guy. Did you, when you listened to him?
I don't know
like
that I, walked away with an answer.
No.
That's why I'm on Wikipedia trying to figure it out.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, the other faux pas was I had the ambassador from Norway to the United Nations on, and I made reference to Malmo. Malmo is the capital of Sweden, not of Norway. And so, and he kind of looked at me straight, but he didn't want to correct me.
Oh,
but it was.
Hey, let me tell you something. You got a lot of guts.
I do.
Walking into the United Nations and sitting down and talking to all of those guys, you know, not a lot of people can walk in there and walk out without feeling like a total idiot. Because it's just not something that all of us focus on a regular basis. And there's a lot of unanswered questions for us there.
Well, you know me. I'm very curious, and I ask a lot of questions. And so
and if you miss one or two, hey.
Right, exactly. Yeah, well, sometimes.
You're not the Secretary of State.
No.
We're not going to end up in war if you make a misstatement.
I don't get paid for being accurate.
Right.
Yeah. But you know what, Richie?
Yeah.
I can always make you smile.
Hey, that's what counts.
Always can make you smile.
That's
that
what
is
counts.
Counts. You're right about that. 800-510-8255. All right, in a moment, we'll see if we can figure out why it is that Mr. Camper, is that camping? It's camping. Yeah, it's camping.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. What's going on with him and why is he in the news? It's 19 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Monday morning.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Every year, millions of people in America need blood and trust it will be available. 10 years ago, supermodel Nikki Taylor was one of those people. Nikki was in a near-fatal car accident. She needed dozens of surgeries and more than 100 units of blood. The blood was there for her, but sometimes, especially during the summer months, the nation faces a blood shortage and depends on donors to help replenish the supply.
The donors literally helped save my life. Without the blood, I might not have survived. Together with the American Red Cross and NextCare Bandages, we kicked off the Give campaign, designed to help raise awareness about giving blood on a regular basis. And what better time to start than on June 14th, World Blood Donor Day.
Now really is the perfect time to become a donor. You'll receive free NextCare Bandages with the word Give printed on trendy, stylish designs to help show that doing good looks good, too. Visit NextCareGive.com to learn more and to find a donation center near you.
Amdro Amplock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Amplock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Amplock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Amplock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Father's Day is not for celebrating dads. It's for celebrating all our dads are. And now Hallmark's made celebrating dad even easier with new postage paid cards. Just pick the perfect card, then sign, seal, and send. No stamp required. So give it up for the big guy this Father's Day with new postage paid cards, only from Hallmark and available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Postage paid available for select cards, U.S. only.
16 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. One of the things we do on Monday morning is kind of review what's happened over the weekend, and Harold Camping's name has been in the news, so I've asked you to figure out why that is in our 2020 News Quiz question. Abby, I think she has the answer. Abby, thanks for the call. Good morning. How are you doing?
Okay.
That's good. Where are you?
In Tarzana, California.
All right. So what has happened to Mr. Camping?
He had a stroke, I think.
He did.
I heard.
Yeah, he did. So what do you think of all the attention that was garnered by him and the attention given to him and the news media frenzy over his predictions in general?
Well, I'm a Christian, so the whole thing was a joke to everybody I know. The billboards were outrageous. First, I thought it was a movie that was coming out and everything, and I went through the day just like I usually do. The whole thing was ridiculous because in the Bible it says no one knows.
Right.
When it's
so, what do guys like that do? If you're a Christian, what do guys like that do to you?
They ridicule. They ridicule the whole Bible. I mean, the man's like ready for the grave anyway. But it just ridicules the whole.
Well, why do people pay attention? Well, there were people who were selling their homes and sending him their money.
Because
why do people do that?
Because they want to believe in something, and there's nobody leading their way to. There's nobody leading their way. So when somebody comes out with a billboard or a television, even some of the people on Christian television come across so charismatic that it's like a cult. It's like following a cult. It's like Jim Jones was really charismatic, so people just followed him into the Kool-Aid. And,
isn't it amazing the need we have to be guided?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, all they have to do is pick up the book, and they would be guided in the right way. But they don't. And,
well, but you know as well as I do that there are a lot of people who take those words and they twist them and turn them around. It's the same thing with any quote-unquote religious book.
Right. And that's the problem. So people got to be made aware of these people, because when you're down and out, you'll believe anybody.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens with the rise of movements like the Nazi movement, for example. I mean,
right.
Go back through history, whether it's religion or whether it's a political, governmental movement, people will, they want to believe, and it's a strange reality. You got to wonder how it is if you believe in an external force, if you will, infinite intelligence, God, how do you look at
Al-Qaeda.
Why are these things, why does this exist?
It's just the need to believe. When you're down and out, you just need somebody to pick you up, and if the wrong person's there, and you're vulnerable, and you're hurt, and you'll take the first thing that comes, unfortunately.
Okay, so I think I'm going to start, and I'm going to change my scripts. How about you follow me? Would you follow me anywhere?
Well, I follow you, and the funny thing is, I get you on my digital television. I listen to you on television.
Oh, yeah.
So you listen to CRN.
Yeah.
CRN Digital.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So the whole gamut. I go to sleep to Doug McIntyre and I wake up to you. So.
Very nice. It's a Doug sandwich. Nice job.
No,
okay, Andy,
hold on. Put me to sleep. No. He doesn't put me to sleep, though.
No, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second,
anyway.
Thank you. Hold on. 800-510-8255. Vina. With some thoughts, if we go back just a bit in the conversation to things that can be eliminated. Where do you live, Vina?
Hi. What's your name again?
My name's Doug. Doug Stefan? Yeah.
Stefan, yeah.
Do you want to know what my real name is, or you want to know what my stage name is?
Oh, no, that's okay.
Okay.
I'll settle for Doug Stefan.
Fine.
I just love your program. I wanted to tell you.
Thank you. Aren't you
they're very open-minded, and I think that is really... you don't find much of that on any of the other shows anymore. It seems
Richie,
like
did you hear that? Write that down. I'm not like anybody else. I'm open-minded.
Oh, Vina, you're correct there. He is not like anybody else.
Yeah. Well, I'm just actually, I just was channel surfing because my hours are late. So I love your show, and I often turn to it every now and then, and they're talking about Area 51 on this other channel, and I'm burnt out on it. Anyhow.
That's what I'm doing.
Say hi, George.
Yeah, right,
I'm just tired of Area 51. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, I'm responding to
what can we do without?
You mentioned about how we can save money. What services would we like to give up, or would we not want to pay for and give up? Or whatever, how can we save money for the state or something in that effect?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad. I just wanted to make sure I was on the right track.
Yeah, so what do you think can be eliminated from where you live?
Well, I'm in Oceanside, but, I think all around one of my first thoughts is, especially with my own situation, which is another story, there's a lot of injustices being done. There's a lot of money that could be saved. I think that there's a lot of, just as much as Medi-Cal was abused by the doctors and patients in the whole gamut, they're saying they did things that weren't done, the doctors, and they're probably still saying they're operating on dead people a lot. I've heard all these stories, and I believe some of them have to be true. But I also think lawyers, state-appointed lawyers, mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of waste of money out there on them, and we would save more money and offset the prices of the
Well, but you understand the reason that they are doing what they do, or they get away with what they get away with, is because the legislative process is controlled by their brethren. So if it's good for them in general, then it's good for the people who are members of those groups. And,
well, if they want to get rid of our debt, they're not doing much good because... I don't know what to say on that. All I can say is
Here's some food. Let me give you some food for thought, all right? If you think about the money that we spent, well, how many billions was it? $2 billion, $3 billion in the TARP money to give the banks. Well, my federal government was supposed to give the local banks or the regional banks money to help small businesses and to fix the situation where there wasn't a lot of capital around. Instead, you will find, if you look into this, that most of the big banks that got money from the government have used it to buy up the smaller banks and not to loan out. So more banks buying more other banks with bad notes, what's going to keep us from going down the same street we were down last year or the year two or 3 years ago? 51 after on Good Day.
Lawyers, guns, and money. Dad, get me out of this. Ha!
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Fan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Fifty-three past the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program, 6:13:11. The technology focus of Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor. You know the difference, Richie, between invention and innovation?
No.
The difference between
innovation. I do, but I don't know that I can describe it.
Innovation would be a change, and this is my. I'm going to have Alex is going to explain it a little bit from his own perspective, especially as it applies into his world of technology. But innovation is taking things, for example, the car dashboards now are going to have AM, FM, the terrestrial signals on those two bands. Then we have the satellite signal, and then they're going to have the internet signal. There'll be four bands.
Yeah,
I believe that's innovation. The invention came before the innovation. I'm saying invention comes before innovation. Let's see if I'm right. All right, you want to put a couple of bucks on it?
See
if I'm on the right.
Let's see.
All right, we'll find out in a second from Alex, our technology tailor here on Good Day.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
There's a new book out from Mike Maddock that applies to the technology we discuss here, and I want to tell you about it. It's called Brand New, Solving the Innovation Paradox. Maddock, who runs a creative agency by day, says that there's a difference between invention and innovation. He says that high-tech inventors, or as I call them, engineers, get too involved in the bells and whistles of new technologies instead of focusing on what consumers really want and need. I couldn't agree with him more, and I've been telling manufacturers this for years. What Brand New describes is why for years the high-tech industry tried to sell us internet-connected refrigerators. And it's why right now they want you to buy a 3D TV for three or four times the price of a perfectly excellent HD TV. Brand New by Mike Maddock is a hardcover book that's currently selling for less than $20 on Amazon.com. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes,
How come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, ma'am.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Well, we've heard that one before. All right, 56 minutes past the hour. The business about innovation and invention, it's one of those wonderful things that we tend to think is so American, but it really isn't. But it is part of the human condition, isn't it, when you get right down to it? And it's such a wonderful thing. Think about all the things. Look around you. Look at where you are right
now. Every day.
Yeah. But, I mean, think about whether you're in a room now, or you're in your car on your way to work, or whatever it is that you're doing. And think about what it takes, if you're in your car, what it takes to make that thing work. And is it astounding when you think about it? What does the average car cost? $24,000?
I would say more than that now.
More than that, $30,000, sure, yes, whatever it is. Okay. So in that, though, the years and years and years, all the way back to Henry Ford or even before that, because actually Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile.
Well, the Germans
Daimler,
did.
Yeah, Daimler invented it. And so you think about putting an engine on a platform, if you will, and having it connect to the mechanism that drives the wheels, and then having somebody figured out how to stop the car with brakes, right? And then you think about the lights or the electrical system that you have at your disposal. And then you think about all of the, you get into these new cars and trucks, and they have the navigation system, they have the audio system. It's almost like being at home. You can get everything pretty much in a car or a truck that you can find at home, with these, even like a little refrigerator or something. Yeah, you can find anything. So it had to be invented first, and then an innovator had to take it and figure out how to place all of these things together, individual inventions, and then the application, if you will, of how they are all going to work together. I think it's fascinating to think about that stuff. It really is. Now, on DougStephan.com, there's a story today, a new study claiming that too much coffee makes you hear things. You think that's the case? You don't drink coffee, Richie. I don't drink coffee.
No. Yeah. I get my fill of caffeine, though, but
listening to me.
At least.
Yeah. Dr. Ken says eating more broccoli could help you live longer. You might want to check that out.
That's
medical info.
Funny.
Yeah. That's there. Yeah. The info at DougStephan.com. 59 past the hour on Good Day.